Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. I'm stoked that you're back. Thank you, everyone that's been along for this ride with me. We are going to hop into something really exciting today. What do you do when you step into a house and we start asking those questions like, how long have you been in the home? And they say 1 week or 2 weeks, but not very long. And it's either a new house or their new house. And all of the rest of your next roughly 10, 15, 20 minutes worth of questions are based around them being in the house for a long time. And let's try to expose the problems that they have from living there. Then what do you do? That is the topic today. It's what we're going to talk about. We're going to dive into, and I'm going to give you some very powerful ammunition to know exactly what to say and how to turn that from this hesitation and unselling it into let's move forward today. So thanks for being here. It has been a wild, crazy, chaotic week. This date of recording is Friday, September 12th in 2025. So if you have been following along with the news, clearly there's some chaos going on. This is not a political podcast. I will never ever give a political opinion on this show. Same with my social media. I don't give political opinions on my social media. Unless you're in my inner circle, you will never know exactly where I align. Now, with that being said, what I do speak about on here and love to cover is humanity. People are people. Everyone is a human being. So I'm here to urge every single one of you, put down the stones. Stop name calling. The only way that we can move forward in our society is through understanding, calm conversations, and developing gratitude for what we do have and love for our fellow man. So, yes. Let's stop with all the finger pointing. Let's stop with the name calling. And yes, I understand that, you know, there are some people out there that have different opinions than you. Here's the thing. It does not mean they're wrong. It does not mean you're wrong. It's a very, very small-minded idea to believe that your perspective and your opinion is the only right one on the planet. So if you are choosing to be someone of integrity, someone of personal growth, someone who truly cares about people, who serves at the highest level, someone worth buying from, that means that, yes, there's going to be plenty of people in your life that you disagree with. To continue to perpetuate the problems of what are going on by continuing the name calling and having an eye for an eye mentality. I remember growing up, there was this book that we used to read every single Sunday, there where this man preached that to not have an eye for an eye mentality and to forgive 70 times 7. So the idea and the thought that I want to present to every single person on here is, if you truly believe that, you cannot have both. You can either love humanity or you can hate them. And if you don't function in love for humanity, or you just try to cover it up with so-called righteous indignation, that is absolutely not following those teachings. Just my two cents. You can disagree with me. Let's have a conversation about it. I want to hear your perspective. Go join my Facebook group. Let's talk about it. All of that aside, I just want you to be loving to everybody because everyone deserves, I believe everyone has a voice and deserves to be heard. You disagree with it or not, it doesn't matter, but you know, that's how we grow. That's how we learn. There's many, many, many times in my life where if I stayed closed-minded and didn't accept thoughts or ideas that I didn't agree with at the time, I never would have grown. So I want the same thing for you. I want you all to develop this love for, if you truly have a heart of service, we have to have a heart of service. So with that being said, let's move on and get into this topic of the day because business moves on. Life moves on no matter what is going on. And one of the things I want to highlight is a review that I just got. So this one is pretty cool. It's called, let's see, it's from the whoever posted this. Their name on here is It's in the Water. So whatever that means, I love it. Steps to Success, and it's a 5-star. Says, amazing job, Sam. The Sales Psychology series was fire with 2 fire emojis. The Close It Now podcast has added so much value to my process. It's podcasts like Close It Now that help guide you through the journey to greatness. I can only imagine what impact personal one-on-one training with Sam could do for my career. You are exactly right. Sam lays out perfect steps to take in order to authentically connect with your clients and close more deals. Your unique approach to selling mindfully has opened my mind to see and create new ways to grow and serve our clients at the highest level. Thank you for what you do. Well, thank you for the review. It's in the water. And as always, everybody, if you've ever gotten value from the Close It Now podcast, I would ask you to go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Also, go to Google, just Google in general, Google Close It Now, and leave me a 5-star review. I will love you forever. And also, I appreciate it because that's one of the ways that this podcast grows and I'm able to have more and better guests on, and it helps me to do what I do because I need feedback from you to know what to cover. So if you hear your review read on this podcast and you message me about it, you will earn yourself a 1-hour coaching session also. I've never done a 1-hour coaching session with anyone that they didn't have a massive breakthrough in that moment and go on and immediately be able to implement it, apply it, and completely change their numbers. And so it happens every single time. Now, one more thing about coaching, and then we'll get into the topic two things about coaching. One is that I am looking for guests for this podcast. If you are in the field and you want to do a live coaching session on the show, because this is one of those things that I did recently and it was insanely powerful. So you all can, if you have a question, other people have the question. And if we work through it in real time, it helps to unpack that in to help so many people at once. And it's a great leverage tool to be able to help a ton of people. And you get a free coaching session out of it. So message me if you think you or someone else would be a great candidate for doing a live coaching session on the podcast. Second thing about one-on-one coaching. Yes, I do have a few spots left. We had a couple people that graduated out. About my coaching. One, it's a 9-month commitment. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was a top performer. I want you to work with me week after week for at least 9 months. It's a long enough to have a baby. It's a long enough to start to create a top performer. So the second part of that is I also now have an incredible financing solution for my coaching, which makes your session and makes the monthly and makes that in monthly investment so insanely low, I can guarantee you, I don't care what your comp plan is, the monthly investment for to coach with me now is less than the commission off of one sale that you make in the field. Now, if you're coaching with me directly, do you think that you'll make at least one sale a month more than you're making now? Absolutely. Also, your average tickets go up, your close rates go up, magic happens. That is what we see all the time in the field when you coach with me. So if you want that type of number, you want those type of results, message me, sam@closeitnow.net, or go join the Facebook group. You can message me through Facebook, either place, or just go to closeitnow.net and fill out the form. I will get back to you, and we'll have a conversation of what that may look like. Let's get into this. So if you've had this experience, so I'm releasing this is the fall, right? So spring and fall are two major moving seasons for people. So a lot of times we show up to these houses with homeowners and they give us the, we've been here a week. We've been here 2 weeks. Now, this is one of those places where I'm training from with certainty and speaking with conviction, because I have made this mistake in the past. Now, I'm going to walk you through what I would have done in the past and what this actually, the idea for this topic came from a coaching session I was having with a guy named Ryan recently. So shout out to you, Ryan, up in Boston. But what was going on is, you know, I remember I used to go into this type of an appointment. And I would have my questionnaire, of course. I wrote the questionnaire, so I used my own questionnaire. And what I would do, I'd pull it out and go into the questions. And of course, mine always starts with, how long have you been in your home? Are you from the area? How long do you plan on being in your home? And when the answer was, we've been here less than a month, typically, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, then I would say something like, got it. Awesome. Well, cool. Great. New house, etc. But then I would make a comment like, well, normally at this point, I would ask you questions about how the rooms that are too hot, the rooms that are too cold, any allergy issues, those types of things in your home. So we'll skip all of the temperature stuff and we'll just focus in on a couple other things. And then I can look around and we can talk about what we want to do here. Now, what I didn't realize at the time that was going on until I started analyzing it and breaking it down later is, when you make those kinds of comments, and raise your hand if you've ever experienced this, when you make those kind of comments, how many of you have had that moment where they say, maybe you're here too soon. Maybe we should live in the house for another year and see how it does in the seasons. Have you ever experienced that? I know I have. And it's definitely turned into those places where, you know, was it a few times where I went back a year later and helped them with, you know, finally had the conversation, was able to help them? Yes. Were those same situations ones that we could have done the work for them the year prior? More than likely. And because here, let me give you a couple facts and some context, and then we'll discuss how to properly handle that situation. Because what we don't want to do is unintentionally unsell the project by offhanded comments like that. And because what you're doing is you're planting the seed in their brain that maybe you are there too early. You know, maybe we should wait. You know, maybe that home inspector report wasn't as serious as he laid it up to believe. Or all of these things start entering in their mind, and it's strictly from the way that you handle it on the front end. So think about it this way. There's a statistic I heard. I don't know how exactly. Actually, I'm going to pause this recording right now. I'll be right back. I'm going to go verify this. Let's see exactly what's going on. Okay, now verified. Yes. What the interwebs say is approximately 85%. I want you to hear this number. Approximately 85% of home improvement projects are completed within the first year of home ownership. 85%. So what that means is And to tie that together with something, I want you all to, if you've ever owned a home, go back to that feeling you had when you bought your first home, or maybe not your first home, just every house that you've purchased. What is that feeling like? What's the energy like? There's excitement. There's this idea that this is awesome. We get to make it ours. So instead of planting the seeds that unsell this type of appointment, what we have to do is pour gasoline on that fire, pour gasoline on that energy that turns it into, this is the perfect time to do this project. And so that's what our language sounds like. The second you get a whiff of them being in the house, not through a season for a real short amount of time, then that's the second you get that, this is where this conversation goes. It's like, oh, this is perfect. You know, what you get the opportunity to turn this house into your home. You get to turn this house into your sanctuary, into your castle, whatever language you want to use, but you get to make it yours. And with that, that's the coolest part about it. And that's the best part about it is now we get to custom design what we're going to do here based around exactly how you're going to live and use each of the spaces and the areas in your home. So let's start there. How many adults and children live in your home? And then get them to take you on the tour of this cool, awesome new home that they have. It's new to them and it's special. Keep it special. Keep the messaging special. And literally there's every opportunity to go to every single room in the house. Okay, great. How do you use this space? How do you plan on using this space? How do you plan on using this space? What's going to be going on in here? And literally deep dive into every single area. And so coming up in the fall, what are you going to do? What's it look like in the spring? Do you guys entertain? Do you have people over? Do you do family board games? Do you family movie night? Are your kids in sports? Or the baseball team ever coming over? The volleyball team? What is it? What does it look like? And then custom design the solution around that. And by having this type of a focus, this type of a language, and here's a really powerful line to include. This is perfect. That way you get the opportunity to choose what is the best fit for you and your family. You get the opportunity to upgrade to exactly what you want to include in your home that's going to be the custom fit for you. You don't have to take what somebody else picked for you. You don't have to take what somebody else and force you to have just because they bought it for the house before. That's how they lived here. You don't have to have you don't have to experience the same thing because you're going to live here differently. The way you live, the number of people, all of the things are different. So let's customize the solution specifically for you. Now, that's the bulk of it. And then just go around and every single thing is perfect. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? What are you living here? What's it going to be like? And then do a really rock star job of storytelling and painting the picture forward of what your design is going to do for them. Not just what it does, not just how it does it, but how their life is going to be different, what they're going to be able to do because of the way that you're designing the system, not for them, but with them. Design it together. This is co-creating this project, and this is where the magic starts to happen in this type of a conversation. So are you picking up what I'm putting down here today? I'm really fired up, and I'm really stoked about this because it's a powerful moment that you get the opportunity to work with somebody in the pride of home ownership. They've got all of this adrenaline, all of this energy. And when you approach it like this, we're literally taking gasoline and dumping it right on the flame of their excitement. Because again, remember, 85% of home improvements are done within the first year. That means this is your moment. This is your time to shine. Step into your power and have this conversation at this level with those homeowners, and it will absolutely change the results and change the way those specific appointments will go for you. So, did you get some value from this today? Again, I know it was a shorter episode. It's a powerful topic, but we don't need to waste a lot of words on it. I'm tired of the fluff. So, powerful topic. Want to hear your thoughts. Let me know in the comments. Let me know if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. And last thing, I want to let y'all know about something that is going on. I don't know if you heard this, but I did write the Guerrilla Marketing Guide, How to Create a Consistent Flow of Leads for Your Home Service Business year-round without spending a dime online. And it is my free gift to all of you, my free gift to everybody. But what you have to do to claim this gift is, the other side of this is I also have started a new company. This new company is called Door to Door Institute. We're going to have our launch event October 24th in Dallas, Texas. You can go sign up for more information at doortodoorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number two, D-O-O-R, institute.com. Drop a little bit of info about yourself. You will get that free guide sent right to your inbox. And you're also going to get information about what we're going to be doing with the Door to Door Institute. This is how we're bringing the canvassers to you. We're bringing the team to you. We are going to, what would it do for your business if all of a sudden in 2 or 3 days you had another, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 qualified appointments on your calendar? At an insanely low lead cost. We're not talking about buying leads. We're talking about qualified appointments. How would that change the trajectory of your business? If you want to know more about that, go to doortodoorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number two, D-O-O-R, institute.com. Put your info in. That will claim you your free guerrilla marketing guide that I wrote. And also, it'll get you some information about the launch event. It's going to be October 24th. Myself, Jonathan Bannister, who owns TopServe Digital, and also our friend Ken Baden, who is our canvassing expert we're bringing in from the roofing, solar, and remodeling space, because he has a long history of building canvassing teams and scaling that out. His personal story, he went from 0 to 12 million in 4 years, zero ad spend online, all canvassing. You can do the same thing with your company if you know how to structure it properly. Doortodoorinstitute.com, get your free guerrilla marketing guide. Drop me a review on Apple Podcasts. We got some big things happening in the rest of 2025 with Close It Now, with Door to Door Institute. Everybody, thanks for being awesome human beings. I know if you listen to this show that you are hopefully, I pray, I hope, I meditate on that you are a cut above all of the mudslinging and all of the bloodshed that is going on in the United States specifically right now. I hope you're above that. Please, 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 please choose peace. Please choose love. Please choose acceptance. Please choose, yes, I'm going to use the word, tolerance. Let's choose to be, you know, remember like words from people like Martin Luther King Jr. Remember words. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from Albert Einstein, who some of you may know who Albert Einstein is. Rumor has it he was a pretty smart guy. One of my favorite quotes of his is says, "Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding." So that is what I'm going to leave you with today. Remember, in the words of Albert Einstein, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. And when we truly understand that and walk in it, that is when you will continue to become someone worth buying from.
Listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.